Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Venus and Velvet Radio Show. My name is Toray, and I am your hostess this evening. Sorry for all the scuffling around. And tonight, I have a very special guest who will be calling in just a few minutes, and I want to welcome you all into Movember, as we call it, here on the show. And, you know, I'm so blessed that I have so many great spiritual friends, and such was the case with this gentleman that will be coming to the show shortly, who I met several years ago, and we actually had him on the show 2 years ago, and he's back, and he's actually just here for a little bit longer, and then he's going back home to New Zealand. Yes, Mr. David Garwood, international psychic medium teacher and healer, and who's got quite an interesting subject to discuss with us this evening. But before we get him on here, I just wanted to let you all know a few things quickly on the calendar that are coming up, and I appreciate all of you who call in and even who just listen and tune in. That this weekend, coming up, last weekend we had Gala Days in Casadega. It's a busy time, lots and lots of people there, but lots of demonstrations and healing energies and vendors and all kinds of things. So if you've never been to one, it's a lot, so be prepared when you come into town. So this coming weekend, though, is my tea leaf reading party, which is always the second Saturday of the month, from 5 to 7 p.m., and it's for $25. So it gives you an opportunity to understand tassiomancy or tassography tea leaf reading. And we have it like a party, so it's a lot of fun. Okay. And then, you know, the rest of the time you can find me at Casadega Hotel. But I do have a very interesting thing coming up on this Wednesday, which is I'll be at Luna Soul Esoterica in Sanford doing sessions, consultations from 3 till 6 p.m. And then after, we have Spiral Dance from Australia, who is going, they're going to be performing kind of a Celtic pagan band. So they're going to be performing on the front porch area at Luna Soul at Esoterica. And if you're interested, you can still get tickets the day of the show. So send me a message if you're interested or look them up online, lunasoulesoterica.com. I also put a Facebook event page together so you can see that. And so certain Wednesdays out of the month, you know I'm here and I'm in Sanford at Luna Soul. So on the 11th and the 25th, that's right, day before Thanksgiving. So I will see you there. And now I believe we have someone who I was waiting for to call in to talk about whatever they want to talk about. That's what I said, David, whatever you want to talk about. So just turning him on now into the switchboard. Hello.
Oh, it's David here.
Hello, David. Thank you for calling in and being a part of the show. Thank you.
Okay, ready to go?
Yes, I am. So you, sir, have the floor.
All right, thank you. I'd like to thank all your listeners and your station for allowing us to speak to you this evening.
Privilege.
I'm a medium, what they call an evidential medium. In actual fact, the sort of mediumship I do is mainly on church platforms or in theatres, linking you with your past friends and relations and loved ones. But what I'd like to talk about tonight is 2012, the Mayan calendar came to an end. And we were all really expecting something really fantastic to happen. World come to peace, or for earthquakes and destinations, and all changes to take place. And all of a sudden, nothing seemed to happen for quite some time. Well, that's not really true. Things are happening. They're happening every day of the week. If you notice, the energy around each one of us now has changed totally from 3 to 4 years back, especially from that date, the date of the Mayan calendar coming to an end. The energy has changed. It seems to get heavier. We seem to be in a sort of change. Our moods are changing. We're acting, the energy around us is acting. Our whole globe is acting. It's not just in America. It's through Europe. I was in England 3 months ago. It was changing there. It's changing in Australia. It's changing in New Zealand. It's changing everywhere. So much is also changing in the Middle East, as we well know. People are seeming to claim back their own belief systems, their own rights, their own energies. America and Britain seems to be tied up into this and can't get out of it even if they wanted to. Russia, as a nation, also got tied in to the Middle East, and now it's lost an aircraft. An aircraft has been blown up, or it has crashed, or something happened. We put this all down to terrorists. Well, I like to keep an open mind about the word terrorist. If you go back a number of years, the Americans what fought for independence against Britain were patriots. And patriarchs and terrorists, there is no difference between them. They are the same. We must look. Who is the invaders? We are the invaders. The British, the Americans. And all these other troops are coming in. And we're going into a nation which, at this moment, has strife within it. The strife within it is a war between people of the same religion and the same nations, the Arab world. I don't know the answers to it, but there will be an answer, and the answer will come very, very shortly, I believe, within the next 3 to 4 years. I think Notre Dame said it worked very well. He turned around and for this time he said, right, there would be a war which would last for 27 years, or 27 years. Well, we all thought this was going to be another world war, right, using weapons of mass destruction, but maybe not. Maybe it's even worse than that, because this is a war of terror. This war of terror has come upon us, right? And it's been going now for roughly just over 25 years or more. So 27 years is coming up. The last piece of that prediction is the world will be at peace for 1,000 years afterwards. So I can only hope that will come to pass. And I believe it had come to pass because of the energies. We're waking up to ourselves. We're waking up, but we are all of the same. There is nothing difference between me and an Australian Aborigine or a Maori or North American Indian, or American, or German, or any other race, Russian. We're all born of the same blood. And an awful lot of us even worship the same religion. We may worship it different, but we all worship the same religion or the same God. The God which the Arab people worship, the Jews worship, the Christians worship, is the same God. We're all worshiping a God of Israel. And this God, we've worshipped him for around about 600 odd years. It's often known the religions of the book, the Bible, the Quran, they've all got religions of the book. So we follow that religion, and this fight has been going on for 6,000 years, or 5,000 years. Two cousins of Abraham's had an argument, and the only way Abraham could stop this was turn around and say to them, one go east, one go west. One half did, and the other half have. Since then on, we've been at one another's throat, and we're always fighting on the same thing: terror, land. Who owns it? Who's richest? Who's not? But I think at this moment of time, we've all come to believe it's unwinnable. There is no winners in war. There is no honor in it. There is no honor for those who have come back with lost limbs, arms, brain injuries and body injuries. And those who passed and crossed over, ask them if it was worth it. What they gave their life up and their families for. They're not here to tell us, but I'm pretty sure I know the answer. So why are we carrying on? Can't you all out there feel the change coming over us and start to feel the love coming into your hearts? And start feeling the love for yourself. I ask all of you a question I've asked and put forward for many years now as I've gone around the world. One thing I try to get people to think of is, do they love themselves? Do they really love themselves? I hear people turn around when I put this out, do you love yourself? Oh, of course I do. Well, why are you all beating one another up? Why are you all beating yourself up? That's even worse. Why do we look around us and actually dislike ourselves and look up and start to beat ourselves up rather than love ourselves? There's a mantra which I teach all over the world, and it goes, I am God. I am spirit. I am immortal. I love myself for who I am and what I am. I am what I am. I am.
Right. That's great. That's David, I'm sorry, one second. I just want you all to know he is a part of the I Am. And that is, if I could just say, that's the International Association of Metaphysics, but the I Am Presence is just it's a mastery of just the knowing and the love unconditionally. So carry on, David.
Well, it's so important that we love ourselves. If we don't love ourselves, we can't love anybody else. We may think we do, but if we don't know what love is, the love for ourselves first, how can we love other people? How can we feel love? This is the love which comes with just being you. I've been asking and questioning Americans since I've been over here, where is God? Who is this guy God? Where does he come from? Well, my God is right there, right in my heart. He's pardoned me. It's part of me. I know what I feel. But how many else do? If we can feel this love for ourselves, right, there's no way we could even injure any human, other human being. We couldn't stab them. We couldn't beat them up. We couldn't go around hurting them, trying to take their goods or this, that, and the other, because we'd be like taking it off ourselves. Because if we're love, we must love them. So loving this world is something so important, but it's mainly, it starts at home. My father always used to say to me, son, charity starts at home. Well, so does love too. Your love for your children. Every mother knows what love is for their children. Do they love themselves that much? I very much doubt it when they really start to look at themselves. Fathers love their families. There is the odd one which doesn't. But that's normally because, again, they're not loving themselves. Because no one's ever took the trouble to love them or to show what this love is within them. So what I'm asking you all to do is to learn this mantra. I am God. I am spirit. I am immortal. I love myself for who I am and what I am. I am what I am. I am. And to repeat it 3 times, once after the other. But while you're doing this, look in a mirror. See your own reflection. Talk to your own higher self. Talk to your heart. Mean what you say. Do it 3 times a day. Morning, when you first get up and go to that bathroom, there's always a mirror around somewhere. Wash your face before you do it. Otherwise, if you're like me, I look in the mirror and say, oh my God, yuck, what I look, hell do I look like? Who could love you? But once you've got over that, right, mean it and say it. When you around lunchtime, if you've got time, it only takes less than 2 minutes. And just before going to bed, even if it's just looking in the reflection of a window, say it and mean it. And believe me, within 3 to 4 weeks, all of a sudden a change will come over you. I guarantee it. And you'll think, I feel so good. I get up in the morning. I want to get up. I want to do things. I want to serve. I want to be a human being. Because what is being a human being? Have you ever considered what a human being is? A human being is a person, right, who wants to do things. They want to improve themselves. They don't want to improve themselves. Well, all human beings are at this moment of time. We've been lied to so much. This God I'm talking about is not the God in the Bible when I say I am God. It's the God within me. The God in the Bible is something which doesn't really exist. And the Bible tells you all this. God created you in his own image. Right? Well, if he did, why did he remove so much of our brain? Took away. We've only gotten out of a full brain of 100%. We got less than 9.5% of it's been removed. Why haven't we got the intelligence of what he had? No. He wanted someone who would work for him. The God we're talking about was a God, right, which came from outer space. It's a God which the Bible talks about. It's a God which wanted someone to work for him. So he created man in his own image so he could communicate with that person. He wanted a slave. He wanted a slave who would mine gold for him. right, because the planet he came from had such a thin atmosphere, just like we've got today. And the only way to put an ozone back in our atmosphere is to put the thing in which is missing. This world was full of gold. South Africa, the mining fields there. We just discovered that there is thousands and thousands of pits there which once gold was in, all through the Cape, all around through South Africa, which was mined, and it was mined over 1 million years ago. Ancient man did have gold, but not when he was running around so-called in a bearskin. We're not from that man. We're from something totally different. We were manufactured just like Dolly the sheep. We were manufactured to work. We were manufactured to mine gold. And we've been doing it ever since. Why do you think you work 8 hours a day or 14 or 15? It's to do the things to supply the things for your family. We all need a house to live in. We all want to buy a house. So we work for the banks. We pay for our houses 3 times or 4 times over with interest. We pay what we borrowed, plus the interest would be 3 times the amount. Do your mathematics, and believe me, most people never pay back what they borrowed. They work. And when you're working like that, it's becoming slavery. You're not working because of what it is. You're working to pay a debt back, which wasn't a debt in the first place, but you're working to pay that debt back. And you continue on working because you need a car. You need a car to get to work. You need a car to run the family about. So you borrow money again. And then again, we look at it and we want the good things of life. We want the flat screen TVs. We want the pools in the back of the house. We want the beautiful garden. It's especially in the middle class areas. But we want all these things. Our family expect us to provide them. And we do this, we provide these things, and we kid ourselves we're doing it because we love our families. But we're never there for our families. We're too busy working. We come home from work and we're too tired to talk to our families. How often can you give the kids 2 hours when you come home from work, especially dads? Especially those who work physical, truck drivers, long distance drivers aren't home that often. And we're doing it for one thing, we're doing it just for wealth, to try and manage from day to day. I look at America, it's one of the most wonderful places in the world. You have so many raw materials, you had so much job. You led the world in the Industrial Revolution and in industry. Where is all your industry gone now? I can tell you where it's gone. The industry is still there. It's just your factories are now in India, China, and once they even were in Japan. But the Japanese are suffering now for the same problems America and Britain are suffering for. We haven't got our industries. We wanted cheaper things, our populations. We wanted profit. We wanted so much profit, right, so we could keep our pension schemes going. Stop and think about it. All the jobs and all the money which used to go into the pockets of the workers now are going into pockets of the workers in India. Or Pakistan. The companies haven't changed. Where's Henry Ford's? There's not many cars being matched under Henry Ford or any American companies. Your televisions, I doubt if there's one manufactured in the US at the moment. Your telephones, your computers, yes, they may have been designed here, but they're being built everywhere else. And then we're also getting the companies' names like Sony's and what have you, right, and Mitsubishi, all Japanese names. American money behind them. But what is the American public getting from this? There is families throughout this world making a fortune. But what are you getting from it? What are you giving up for it? You're giving up time for yourselves and your families. What happened to the time of entertainment? Well, you don't have to go anywhere at the moment. It's fed to you on a screen in everybody's living room, lounge rooms. Everything is fed to you. The only thing is you haven't got any time. You haven't got any real time to love yourself or to love that family. So what I'm saying to you, start feeling this good energy which is coming in. It will come in. In the next 10 years, things will change, but you must be ready for those changes. You must let your politicians know, your church leaders, the leaders around, of your local governments. Let them know what you want. And tell them you want more time. You don't want debt. You don't want to lose your house and your independence, and you want to be honest. You don't want to see your jails full. You don't want to see huge camps being built in America and not know what they're for and to stand idle. You want to know. You've got elections coming up. Just listen to these politicians. They're on your TVs every night. I've seen four-year-old children with better behavior. So just look and tell them what you want. Start demanding it. You don't have to march. You don't have to get up there. But you can tell them. You can put notes in the paper. You can do exactly what I'm doing. Talk back on your talkback radios. Talk to the people and ask them what they want. Tell your church leaders, enough with the nonsense, right, and the old stories, which none of them are true. They're really not. They're legends. Just like in Britain, King Arthur. King Arthur's a legend. Yes, there is parts of all legends what did exist, but that was thousands of years ago. We're now in a new century, a new time, and where new beginnings are about to happen. Of your first America, where they came from, what did they came? They came out of countries like Britain, America, and everything else. To America from Britain, Ireland, Wales, Russia, Germany. And they come here for new beginnings and new hopes to build a place for themselves, a place they could call home, a place where the laws were there for them and the laws check them and to look after. Look at the laws today. The laws today, what you've got. Just look at the way they all dress. And you can tell what they are. What do your lawyers dress? They dress in the color black. What do your judges wear? They wear the color black. Your educators wear black hats on their heads. That's what they get for you. Universities, black marking board. Black seems to be the color. your clergymen, they all wear black. Black is the colour of the star Saturn. It's known as the black square. It's also known as the Star of David. Black. He was black. Known as star. Doesn't matter where you go, this colour black comes out. And the colour black is always the colour of fear. Years ago, when they sentenced a person to death, they put a black cloth on their heads. Black again. And think, what's the colour I feel more happy in? Do I feel happy in jeans, but this type of weather, or shorts, loose clothing, white shirts, colours, happiness and everything else? Get away from this black. And get away from the black right within these judges. They wear black and black salts and everything else to make themselves demand they come like you. Give yourselves love. It's the love you've got to give. Your God is the God within you, that God which you feel is here, the God within your heart. The God you've got to believe in. Not the one the priest tells you about. Not the one in the Old Testament, which was 6,000 years ago. That was the God when he properly designed this world, so-called, which he didn't. Redesigned this world, so what? He made a complete and utter mess of it. He allowed the fallen angels here, right, have with the human being, women, which were created with man for slavery. Their offsprings became giants. It's all in the Bible. I'm not making this up. It's the Bible tells you this. And then to get rid of this, he flooded this beautiful planet, the total one. The whole planet got flooded and killed everybody on it. What sort of man was this? Is this the man you want to worship? Or do you want to worship the God within you? The God of love. The God which truly loves you. Your higher self. Your guides and their angels. I fly around an awful lot. I've still not seen an angel up in the clouds. But I've definitely seen the angels which are around other people. Because I'm a medium and have that right eye of seeing. My guides turn around, they tell me constantly. It's for people like me and all of you to stand up for ourselves and to start telling the truth. The truth as you see it. Not as I see it, not as some priest sees it. Right. As you see it. You've got to follow the laws of your land. You can't go around shooting people or demanding things with menace or anything like that. That's not loving yourself and it's not loving this world. So you've got to follow the laws of the land. We must have them. The police are not your enemies. The military aren't yours. One day we'll know just how loyal our military is. I assure you, and it will be very shortly. Their loyalty lies with their mums, their dads, their brothers and sisters. Love yourselves. Love one another. Seven, for once. Anyway, I've given you my opinions and opinions which come from my loved ones. My within me and my guides and my helpers. God bless you. And let you, the word I always say is let your God bless you. And let my God bless me. God bless you all. Thank you, David.
Thank you. And if you all, I know our time is up on the show, but if you are interested in contacting David, You can find him also on Facebook, but he has a Skype session named David.Garwood, G-A-R-W-O-O-D-8. And you can also connect with him through email at davidgarwood007@gmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. And thank you very much, David, for being a very special part of November, as I call it, in the show. And I will miss you terribly again till I see you again. Maybe I have to come to New Zealand and see what's over there. But,
maybe
you
will. You'll see a beautiful country.
I will hope so. That's what I hear. Thank you so much, dear.
See you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, all. Thank you. And good night, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Venus and Velvet Radio. We'll talk to you next week. Many blessings. And namaste.